Oh, I have an email here. Let me check what this says.
You have such two bad emails.
From, such bad acting. I don't even know if I can read that name. Let me see. Oh, it says from Tyler Samsel. He says he has some kind of message. Let me pull it up. Play it here.
Boy, this was bad acting. You called that.
I don't know why you guys are so hard on Monty. He does such a good impression of me that sometimes when I hear it, I question if I was the one who was actually talking. It's okay, though. We all know the issue. Just like always, you guys are threatened by Monty. Except this time you can't dump him out of his chair and spit on him like you normally do, so you just resort to insulting his impression. Trust me, Monty's impression of me doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, from the man himself.
It sounds like Harry Walensky.
No, I would never bother him with that kind of stuff. He's got to catch a 90-mile-an-hour fastball right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I feel like if I had the seal of approval from the guy himself...
Don't look at me. This
you guys
got
to lay off anytime I start to impersonate him. Is that fair?
No.
No, it's the worst impression ever.
He just signed off on it. Or was that me doing Tyler?
No, it means he listened enough to Tyler's podcast he does with Killer on baseball or whatever to now clone his voice using AI.
That was not clone voice, Tyler. That was actually him.
I don't believe it.
Doesn't get any better than that.
See, you don't think that's a good impression?
That's the drop of him saying that.
How would I have that? All right. Let's get serious here. So earlier this week, Ham, you may have been in the control room and in a state of paranoia, been worried that DJ may have
completely
been
completely justifiable now. You guys are jerks.
Oh, no.
Apparently.
I knew it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You weren't actually recording him.
He thinks I was recording him.
After then, he definitely recorded me.
No, it was before then, mostly, I would say.
Damn it, yeah. I knew you were doing this!
That's awesome!
This has been a long time coming, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, DJ was like, I just started randomly recording Ham in the control room during our shift because it's truly an experience. Because
we talk about it sometimes of what it's like sitting in there with him, but until you actually hear it, you don't understand what it's like being in the same room as Ham for multiple hours a day.
And I knew this was coming too because he said something very weird and specific the other day when Lando came in to talk about something. And he said, anything that happens in the confines of these rooms is fair game. I'm like, well, why would he say that all of a sudden randomly?
That was something completely unrelated, but it does kind of fit here. Yeah, I would say so. And this was an extreme circumstance because you're always doing weird stuff. And that's pretty extreme.
Normally.
So we have to point it out.
So at 10:50, we're going to talk about the experience we had at Cosm, which was great. But that's nothing like the being in there with Ham, my 2 hours or his 4 hours every day. Because you just don't know what you're going to get. You have no idea. So when he mentioned that he had been recording you a couple times, I was like, great. I'm also going to seize this opportunity to whenever you're randomly drumming or singing or playing different stuff off your computer, just get a taste of what you got. Do you have one you want to start with? I have yours up over here.
Okay, because I want to end with the great one.
Okay, so which one do you want to start with on yours?
Just do Ham dog imitation.
Okay.
Because there's absolutely nothing that brought this on. He must have been reading something or looking at something, and then he just goes into a small yippy dog impression.
That's the thing. Most of these are unprovoked.
Yes.
It's an Asper 299 water cleaning service. We have trucks all over DFW. It's easy for us to stop by and professionally clean every inch of your gutters. Want it to be the last gutter cleaning you'll ever
do? Does sound like a dog, yeah.
Go to firehouseroofing.com.
Pretty annoying.
So DJ and I are sitting there, you know,
trying to focus, trying
to tweet out a segment or...
I realized I could do a dog impression.
Get a guest on the line.
Get Daryl Moose Johnston on the phone and there's just a little dog yipping over there.
Hey, DJ, listen to my dog.
And I don't know what my response is supposed to be. Yeah, that kind of does sound like a dog. You're right. Sure.
I caught this one at the very end. This was when I was leaving. And I didn't get my phone out in time, but I caught the very tail end of when you were doing bird noises.
Really excited.
And you have trouble winding down. So we just that went on for like 15 seconds. And I was like, crap, where's my phone? And I only caught the very end of it, and then you stopped. But you were doing that for a little bit.
It is like a trail cam catching a really rare animal. You know they're out there, and you're going to get it at some point. You just don't know exactly when, and you just hope that you're able to record it whenever it does happen.
By the way...
Do you have any singing in there?
We'll get to some singing.
Okay. That I suspected you guys have.
We don't want this to deter you being you in there, but it is...
It won't.
We just want to... Like you said, a cam in there so that the P1's on the outside.
I mean, I thought he was recording and I still did all this.
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't know I was.
Yeah. Well.
One that I think is probably the least annoying that you do, it happens a lot, is this. Just randomly drumming. And this is like a minute and a half long. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what Shahan thinks about Temple, and then I hear this all I have going on in the control room. You hear me clicking, trying to do a little work. So that,
and we don't
that's a staple.
We don't sit that close to each other. That's loud. That is loud drumming happening.
I mean, I'm drumming out Opeth, the ending of Deliverance.
You don't tell us, dude. We all know.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Let's go back to one of yours, DJ. Which one do you have? Which one do you want to play?
Do the ham staple of progressively getting more insane where he just starts playing a ton of songs at the same time, overlapping one another, where you don't even realize it at first, because ham is often playing music in there, whether it's setting up the next return song or... just
making one of his own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's always stuff playing, and you kind of drown it out sometimes, but then you realize this noise pollution is on purpose, and it's him playing like 10 songs at once.
Awful.
And this is while the show is going on.
This is how they pull... The house of a terrorist in Guantanamo Bay. I'm hearing this in this and it's that loud.
This
in
is
there.
Cher with Cotton Eye Joe with Meshuggah.
Hold on, what'd you say? What'd you say there?
What do you think of this song?
I don't know, dude. I'm trying to listen to E! News.
Trying to see what David Moore has to say about the Cowboys this weekend, and that's what's happening.
Here's one that is a staple of you and I. It starts out with you doing a noise, and then it devolves into one of our fake characters.
Oh, I wonder which one.
Uno, dos, tres. Hello, everybody. He hates my dither.
All right, we got a little silence here during a break.
Not for long.
Gotta break the silence with that. Yeah.
Our little suicide king in there.
What?
So look at our little suicide king in there.
No, another year around the earth. Wish I would have just flown off. Flung me into space. So that's what you and I do a lot. Is Lando thinking of ways to not be here anymore.
I distance from that part of it.
I do too. He goes me
you
into it.
You can't distance from it.
We did a full bit on it last week.
Damn it. All right, what else? It was his birthday.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, so this one sets up.
Lando's a great character. I love looking at him in there. He's so happy.
So there's one that you like to do a lot, and that's sing.
Yeah.
And I knew that I hadn't caught you doing this in a minute, so I was like, maybe I can bring it on if I goad him into it.
And that's going to help him out in the go.
Got to get some drumming in there.
There's
also
always drumming going on.
Okay, look how awesome he was. I don't think I can trade him. Like, it's that he's so special on the field. Like, even if you get, what do you think you would get for him? A couple firsts?
Probably a one and something.
A one and a couple twos.
I'll
although he's expiring.
Setting the bait.
Setting the bait.
I guess my question is.
So I threw my line out there, and I'm waiting for the bobber to go under. And finally, I got what I needed.
Chicken strips. Chicken strips.
I haven't heard that on the station in a while.
So we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden I have to hear.
Because he winds up when he does it. He has to get settled in.
Because once when DJ left the room, I found out I could do that perfectly.
You are good at it, and you know it. And yeah. So you like to break it out whenever you can. All right, do we want to do your last one?
I think so, yeah. So what is the corn song that you've been obsessed with lately?
It's Freak on the Leash whenever he starts like scatting.
Okay. We don't even have
jazz
that.
Jazz scatting, yeah.
We don't even have that part. That's... We'll... Maybe in the next installment of Recording Ham, we'll do that one. But you put together something else from that song. An alarm. An alarm.
Yeah.
So Ham likes to... Sometimes you'll hear in the afternoon, you'll hear for the hard line. If they're super late, you'll just hear dogs barking, the drop. That's the universal sign on the show of it's super late.
Time to go.
We need to go, like, now.
Yeah.
And Ham was experimenting with another...
Because Bob hates it.
Yeah, he hates the dogs, so you were trying to come up with an alternative, maybe a less annoying sign or drop for the guys to go to break.
Because at some point, I think they tune out the dogs.
So in this clip, you'll hear them doing the show in the background. It's late, and you're just playing for me your creation that we're still trying out, I guess, that we haven't done on air yet, but this is what I'm listening to.
A rookie contract or a second-year player on a four-year rookie contract for no money. This is what you do when you're paying your other wide receiver $35 million. Is you're trying to find a cheap second or third guy.
Well, it's not good. And just from the eyeball test, but it is what it is.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Okay, let's dive into college football. We got a couple of segments of college, one here and one at 5:15. Tackle it next.
This is Sports Radio.
God. It's so unrelenting.
Go, go, go.
I would have been so nervous if I couldn't see on here when that stopped. Over and over.
So do you think Bob would like it if you just started playing that when he's in the middle of making a, you know, his big point?
No, and that's why we never played it for him.
Yet.
I did play it for Monty once.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
He was not.
Ranch, mother love, mother love.
Well, there's a look inside the mind of Ham.
I'm sorry, guys.
And what, really, what we get paid for?
Yeah, just to babysit.
Yeah.
The kid over there that can't fit into a normal
school. No idea what that was.
That was the bird. That was Bird Ham.